Such a fine figure of a man, and so proud of that fact. And indeed, why shouldn't you be? Don't you work hard to maintain that firm body, those muscles? No wonder you strut around the way you do. When it comes to women, you're proud of yourself there too, aren't you? That fine, big, hard cock. Of course they're satisfied. Why wouldn't they be? You know that all you have to do is drop your clothes, and women are falling at your feet. Isn't that so? And if they're not satisfied, well, that's nothing to do with you, is it? They should be happy you even shared your body with them. However, when you woke up from that nap you took on my couch, things had taken on a different turn, hadn't they? Suddenly, the world looked a whole lot bigger, although it didn't take long to realize that it was you that was a whole lot smaller. In fact, you're now about the size your cock used to be. Isn't that funny? It isn't? Oh dear. Well, yes, I suppose you're going to be hard-pressed to satisfy any woman now. In fact, the best you can hope for is to be kept as some kind of little pet, a plaything. Let's just hope your arrogance has shrunk somewhat as well. Still, don't worry about me. I've made sure I'll be more than satisfied. I've invited my favourite stud to come over and give me a good seeing to. But you're welcome to sit on my nightstand and watch if you like. You never know, you might pick up a few pointers. That's assuming, of course, that you might one day be restored to your usual size. In the meantime, I'm going to be enjoying myself with as many men as I like, and all you can do is watch. Life's going to be interesting for the next little while, isn't it, little man? You have been listening to the Giantess Catherine of www.strokemistress.com.